Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Home Time Radio, to the Carmen Hara Show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I am Carmen Hara, so excited to be live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here, as I said, on Home Time Radio. And tonight, you know, as you know, I always choose a different topic. Tonight, I want to help you discover the truth about your love relationship. Is your partner the other half, or you just settled too quickly? That's the question. The truth is unique to you, but sometimes it's difficult to disentangle your emotion and just to see beyond your feeling where your relationship is going to go in the future. So deep attachment can make you stay in a relationship that was meant to end long time ago. I talk to people all the time and they said, I know I was supposed to separate 10 years ago, but I got stuck. So your ego can cause you to walk away sometime, even if that person happens to be your other half, your soulmate. But as I said, not all relationships are created equal. Different partners come into your life for different reasons. Some are meant to stay for months, for years, and some are meant to stay forever, and some are meant to stay till the very end of your life. So when you care about someone, you want to make it work. You want to make it work no matter what. This can make you confuse a temporary relationship with a permanent one, a karmic bond with a soulful one. So that's why I'm doing this show. So for you not to confuse anything, for you to be fully, fully aware of the kind of a relationship you got yourself into. Whether your current relationship is a temporary one or is a soulmate one or a karmic one, it is critical to understand the role that your partner was meant to play in your life. Now, there are, as I said, partners who are meant to teach you a lesson. Actually, I believe that everybody coming in our life is meant to teach you something. Some are meant to teach you to compromise. Some are meant to teach you about a karmic lesson. Some are simply just transitioning you into something better. The truth is buried underneath your feelings. And the key to discover this truth is to temporarily put aside your emotion, which is very hard to do, and take a step back and see the full scope of your relationship, good or bad. Because I'm working with people for a very long time, many, many years in my life. That's what I do. This became my mission in life, my career, my goal, my dharma. I want to make people understand how significant it is to find out who your partner really is for you, so that you know if it's worth struggling, if it's worth fighting, if it's better to leave. Because relationships are the root of suffering in life. So getting to the bottom of this truth is enlightening and liberating, because when you understand the reality of your relationship, you understand its potential and anticipate its outcome. So you don't suffer through, what if I do this? If only he will be like this. So having this knowledge helps you make the right decision. We all want to be in a healthy, stable, loving, long-term relationship. So none of us wants to waste our time to get our feelings hurt. And boy, love hurts. It can hurt so badly. I mean, you prefer sometimes to have a physical injury, but not to suffer from love. So I want to tell you about this different types of relationship, which I came up with this idea in my book, Karma Quiz Guide to Relationship, published by Penguin Books 4 years ago. So when I did that book, I came with this different types of relationship to make people understand that we are not all in the same type of relationship. So in order to make to distinguish, in order to understand what to expect, I'm going to go with you through the different types of relationships, and I will want you to let me know what you think about your own relationship and which of the four it is. So I'm going to take your calls. As you know, this is a calling show. So feel free to call in at 202-570-7057. And my wonderful producer, Christopher, will take your calls and we will be able to speak directly. And feel free to talk to you about what matters to you most and what you want to know and how you want to, get your answers from me, because it's important to validate your feelings. It's important to understand where you are, where you're going from here. And that's why I'm doing this show. Now, I want you to know that this week, my sessions are on sale on Skype, on FaceTime, 25 off. So if you want a personalized, transformative session to get the answer that you need, then you simply send me an email at carmenharraaol, carmenharraa at aol.com, or you can text me directly at 917-771-6035. That's my phone for since cellular exists. I also want you to connect with me on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook. And this is the way, you know, you will know my schedule. And sometimes I'm doing a lot of lives, so you get a free session when you watch the live video. So also, I want you to have my friend on my YouTube channel. So sign up to carmenharraa.com, and I have a musical channel, Carmen Harra Music. So sometime, you know, I'll be very happy to find out whether you like my music. You know, I'm so convinced that music is such a healing force. So let's go to the 4,000 relationship, and then I want to take your calls because there's so many of you. Rose, Manta from Ohio, I think, Pauline from New York. So all of you guys, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm going to go briefly to the four types of relationship, and I want you to tell me which one of this relationship you think you are in. Or you might think you're in a dysfunctional relationship, or you might think you're not in a relationship at all. Now let's see why not, and let's see what's stopping you from bringing someone in your life. And as I said, according to me and to my book, Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, there are four types of love relationship which serve a unique purpose to your evolution. We may experience only one kind of relationship through our lives. That's very possible, or it's also very possible that you experience different types of relationship, or most likely, probably you sometime only move through the full range of four relationships that I'm going to describe to you. So I want you to reflect on the elements of each type of relationship to discover your own standing. And I'm going to start with the transitory relationship. Transitory, what is transitory? Is a transition. And a relationship that is transitory acts as a bridge between two phases of evolution. It's creating, easing that burden of a major shift. For example, a transitory relationship can turn a teenager into a woman, like a girl into a woman, for allowing her to learn how first love is. Or a transitory relationship may help a person cope with a divorce, with a separation, with a loss, until there's healing and until that person feels ready to embark on a new long-term love. So, as I said, transitory are marked by a lot of physical chemistry, a lot of adventure, a lot of excitement, but they lack commitment, sometimes the authenticity of love. And they most likely involve a love of the five senses. Each relationship often come when a person is feeling vulnerable. So you feel vulnerable because you go through a loss. You feel vulnerable because you're divorcing. You feel vulnerable in that point in your life. So you bring somebody in who's not supposed to stay. It's supposed to take you into the next phase. But the partner in this kind of relationship generally don't become too attached and can let go without much trouble. So, in other words, no serious sacrifice or achievement are made in transitory relationship, which soon they reach a plateau. When you see the relationship reaches a plateau and it can't get any further and it stops somewhere, that's a transition. Because usually relationship, they don't get stuck, they don't reach a plateau, they go through evolution. Whenever you feel a sense of evolving, then the relationship fizzles out and you're capable to leave that relationship behind you without a problem. But if you find yourself in a transitory relationship, know that it is necessary to identify that, because unless unique emotion develop, your relationship will come to close in the right moment. So don't expect devotion, don't expect loyalty, because you'll be disappointed. So simply allow it to run its course. So try not to stress or overthink how it's gonna be. Just have fun. I'm meeting a lot of people say, I want to have fun. Then get ready for something that all that means, having fun, and it doesn't involve you emotionally. It doesn't mean commitment. You're just enjoying yourself, and until better opportunities are coming, this is just a moment to heal yourself and to relax and to be able to move forward when the time is right. So that's the first type of relationship, the transitory, the transition, the transient. So those are the first group of relationships that are very, very common. But the most common, actually, is a compromise relationship. So in my career, I used to do a lot of marriage counseling, and I've seen people, and they were coming to me because they wanted to make the marriage work. But they were just in a compromise situation when two people come together based on an arrangement, such a financial stability or social standing, and many relationships that are meant to end, they continue because both partners have become so used to each other that they find it difficult to part ways. Exactly like you take a transitory relationship and you turn it into a compromise in which you just settle for one another. Because you end up by sharing a house, so you may end up by having children. You may feel obligated, you know, to stay together, despite the fact that you don't feel fulfilled or you're not even in love. Relationship based on compromise keep us stuck in what is considered to be the comfort zone. So it is very important to evaluate whether you're truly happy with your partner or just merely comfortable. So being a compromised relationship can become downright boring, tell you the truth. Most results in one or both partners staying outside the relationship for romance. So that's what this is gonna lead to. Both of the partner, you know, they look outside for relationship involving love, excitement, romance, because they don't have it at home. That's why you hear a lot of, I'm married, but I want to date you. That kind of thing. Why do you want to date me when you're a married man? Because I am in a compromised relationship and I don't have love at home. In the end, half also result in a separation. You know, many of them, after many years, they divorce or separate. When they've been separated forever because they've never had a genuine connection. So as I said, in my practice, I hear my patient declaring that, okay, my wife is a great parent to the kids and she's a great provider, but it's all a compromise, but I'm not in love. You know, I have someone else I'm in love with. That sounds horrible, you know. They can feel this in their hearts, but dismiss their intuition. So the biggest problem in compromise becomes when one or both partner feel absolutely, totally dissatisfied, and then is a but they continue to stay with each other. So this type of relation can still be complementary, but because people generate income together, they bought properties, they're raising a family, they want to make it in harmony. But in terms of relationship that is based on this kind of arrangement, it's up to the free will of each partner whether to remain together or to separate. Because I've seen compromised relationships that have lasted a long time because they never wanted to let go. And that's perfectly fine with both of them. And if you find yourself in a compromise, let me know. The decision is yours to stay or to go. It's absolutely, completely up to you, you know. This is what it is. I'm losing some of you. I'm very upset for Manta. What happened to you, Rose, in California? I'm sorry I made you wait. But if you call back, I'll be with you in a second. I'm going to take you right after the break. So, Rose, if you want to call in, that would be okay. So, and the lady from Ohio, I think in Manta, feel free to call back. Thank you so much.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back and some of my callers, I lost them for whichever reason, but I don't know if Rose is available. I'm going to ask my producer if she's still with me.
Hello?
Rose?
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi, how are you doing?
It's good to hear your voice. I'm so grateful that you called.
Oh, yes. It's so great to connect with you. And I want to see if I could share something with you.
Sure. Please. My pleasure.
I was showing my mom, like, this dress you were wearing on a Facebook post. And my mom was like, oh, my God, she's so gorgeous. And I showed her some of your videos and your dancing. And she's like, oh, she's so cute. So... Yeah.
to keep the spirit up, you know, because everybody is so down. People are so depressed, so feel so isolated. They feel so alone. And we are, in fact, alone. But if you find resources within yourself to cheer up, you know, to make yourself feel good, You don't need anybody from the outside world to make you feel good. You don't need somebody to tell you you're beautiful. You tell it to yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And you make yourself happy by doing everything you like. What do you like, Rose, for instance? Do you have any hobbies, anything that you like, music, you like that? What do you like?
Well, my main passion is animals.
Oh, my God, that's beautiful.
Particular.
Oh, my God, I'm with you. Yeah. I have 4 cats, 2 dogs. I used to have 7 cats and 3 dogs. Oh, my God. I don't think I have enough room for them, but that's why, because they all live in my house, and they took over the house, you know.
Yeah.
You should see my house. Everywhere you turn, there's an animal.
I love when they pop into your videos, when you're doing, like, you know,
right.
Live and,
right. When I do live, all of a sudden, there's a cat jumping on me, you know.
Yeah.
Or my dog, I have to interrupt the live because the dog wants attention. Because he sees I don't pay attention to him, then he's scratching me, and he said, "Hello, I'm here. What do you think you're doing?" So, how do you express yourself? How many dogs you have?
I only have one, but
one. That's good.
A whole house full.
Right.
But
aren't they amazing? Best friends.
Yes. Right. I just love them.
I know. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Their love is so unconditional. It's so authentic. It's incredible. They stay there. Doesn't matter. You have money. You don't have. You old. You young. You ugly. Doesn't matter. You know, they will love you. They will love your soul. Yeah. It's just so real and so pure and so beautiful and so healing. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it possible to make a suggestion?
Sure. Please.
Would you ever consider, like, maybe doing a show about our relationship with animals?
Yes. I promise you, if not the coming week, the following week is going to be, because I'm such an animal lover. I'm so, it's almost up to a point to the extreme that I love that. I'll do anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've rescued so many dogs and cats. If I can do it, you know what I mean? Every day I'll do, you know, I'll sacrifice an animal, because they need our help. They need our help.
Yeah.
And I feel like the world doesn't pay enough attention to them.
Yeah.
They don't get enough love and support from us. So I'm going to do that. And I'm going to talk about they have their own way of communicating with us. It's fascinating how they know. They know how we feel. They know, you know, what's going on with us. They know when we are sick before we know in that we are sick, you know?
Yeah.
So it's their perception, their ability to, they're intuitive, you know, it's interesting how they know. And it's interesting, in ancient time, we appreciated, for instance, cats were like sacred animals. But nowadays, you know, we don't pay attention to what power they have. But they are, cats can be very healing, and they bring always something extraordinary in your life. So do dogs. I mean, both in different ways, but... Yeah, I'm going to do a show on that, I promise you.
Yeah.
But is there anything I can help you with you?
Yes, I spoke with you about a month ago, and you had told me about a job that was coming up for me early in the year, and you, like, described it to a T. Like, I mean, when I saw the job listing, I'm like, this is it, but I didn't go for it. I think it was back in May. And I spoke to you about a month ago, and you said that there was still going to be, like, an opening, and
right.
I felt like in 2 weeks, but I'm just wondering if...
it didn't happen yet?
No, but I'm
so sometimes timing is very hard to define 100%, but I'm very confident that if I got the details of this, it means I will absolutely be able to, it will definitely happen. I was able to see it. So if this was already in my mind, it means it's there for you. It just hang in there a little bit longer and pay attention. It might pop up right away in 3 days, in 4 days, that's how I feel. And I'm so glad that you called back, because If you call back, we can always revisit and put good energy. It's important to talk about things. It's important to talk about the things we want to achieve, because when we speak, we bring more energy to the surface. We make things happen.
Well, I've definitely been checking every day online. And I did get this like Oracle card that said delay. So I thought, well, maybe there's just a delay for right now. But I don't know if it was.
I'm not such a fan of Oracle cards, to tell you the truth.
I'm not
a fan, because I feel like they are very general. They don't, you know, you have to take it particular to the person and to the to your energy and to who you are and your specific circumstances. An Oracle card is like putting everybody in the same box, you know, and you can't differentiate one person from another. So at least it's, so from that deck, 1,000 people can pick up a delay, you know. It's very general. It's not enough helpful. It doesn't get me anywhere. You understand? But in your particular case, I feel it's just a matter of hanging in there and paying attention every day, probably for another 1 week to 4 weeks. That's what comes in my mind. Delay is general, but 4 weeks is concrete. So I want to give you something more concrete to rely on. That whatever we said is going to happen, it will definitely happen.
And you know? Do you think it's the same job that you told me about early in the year?
Yeah, I feel it is.
I feel it.
I feel that's the good job for you. I think that's the one you meant to get, and I think that's the one you're going to get.
Yeah, I couldn't believe, of course I could believe, but you described this job like to such a T that when I played it back and I looked up the company and everything like that, where it is, you mentioned about this parking lot, everything, like so many details, and I'm just like, this has to be the place.
That definitely is the place. When somebody who has never seen you, has no idea of anything, comes with details, then it means there's a lot of truth, you know, that you are supposed to hear. So it means that is definitely it. It cannot go wrong. You just have to stick with that. You have to stick with that imagery. You have to stick with that projection, and you don't have to give up on that. You understand?
Okay.
You have to fight and struggle till you make it happen.
Now, let me ask you this. Like, when I saw the first posting, it had, like, the salary listed, and there was, like, a $15,000 difference from the bottom to the top. If I go to the very top, what do you think about that? Like,
I love that. I love when
like
people...
The highest.
Yes, I love when people go to the top. And even if sometimes it's a challenge and it's not difficult, you continue to go to the top. And you don't stop until you get to the top, because you will get there. I see it. I see you there. I see people working for you. I see you having a position that is very powerful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you will get it.
Oh, okay. And will I get the top salary when I ask
you
for it?
Get, do you sometimes wear a lighter jacket, lighter collar jacket?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I?
Do you ever wear white light jackets, like a white collar jacket?
Not me, no. You mentioned the person that I think would be hiring me wears white.
Yeah, I see somebody with a white jacket, so I'm trying to identify whether it's you or is the person hiring you.
Yeah,
it's kind of the same image. Somebody dressed in, has like some kind of a jacket on. Either this is an interview or something, but I have a picture of how the way this is going to go. And I'm excited. It's really going to work.
Oh, that's great.
Good.
That's great. Can I ask you about one other thing?
Sure.
I talked to you about this before because I keep on like going back and forth because I need to get a new car. And I've been set on this one car, but it has its reliability throughout the years have been very high. But last year it went down, the reliability.
Mm-hmm.
And I still really like the car a lot, but I'm kind of concerned about, I just don't like want to have any kind of car problem. So
I don't think you're going to have, but if you want to make, do you want to give up, or what is the intention here?
I don't know if I want to buy or lease, because I keep on going back and forth.
Like, I tell you, the truth will be buying, not leasing.
Buying.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah. I feel the rates are going to be better. I think the car that you're going to get is a car that you're going to keep it way longer. I think if you just keep it 2-3 years, you'll regret, you know what I mean? You'll regret investing the money in it, and
yeah,
when you get used to it, you'll want to give up on it. No, so go buy. Go buy. Look for it, and in a week or two, call me back, because I think that in a matter of maximum 2 weeks, you're going to find something great. And get it, because you will need it. Yes.
I'm going to now need it, yeah.
Yes, you
right
will need it.
I'm working at home, but I think this next job
You will need it for your job. Prepare yourself for the job. Okay, my love.
Thank you.
I love you
so much. Thank
okay.
you. I love you, too. Thank
I love you. Okay.
Have a good day. Thanks.
You too, my dear. I'm going to go to Susan. Hi, Susan. You back with me?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, beautiful Susan. I'm so sorry. I made you wait because I wanted to introduce a little bit of the relationship. I said, and then I'm going to take you first, but then I lost you. So, my lovely Susan, how can I help you tonight?
I guess my question is, I've been with someone for 14 years, and we are very well matched on so many things, but we've had a really rough patch the past year or two, and we're at a really bad place, and I can't decide if I should just let it go and have time to move on to possibly better things, or what I should do. How do you know?
Okay, so what I guess here is that this is a good person for you, as somebody who's nice, loving, caring, and you have a bond. Now, if you tell me when he's born and when you're born, I will tell you what type of a relationship this is. If it's karmic, it's soulmate, what? Do you mind giving me that or no?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Do you mind telling me when you are born and when he is born? Because based on your birthday and his birthday, and can check whether this is a soulmate or it's karmic, what type of a relationship this is, whether you match or you don't match. Now, the fact that you lasted 14 years, that's already very significant. But I want to see whether this goes further than the 14 years, if you tell me when you're born.
Yeah, do you want the date or just the year?
No, the day, the month, and the year. But you have to feel comfortable giving it to me.
Okay. For me, the year is 9663.
63? What month and day?
September 6th.
September 6th, 63. And him?
7/21. And he's 60 years old.
So he's born in 1960?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Same.
Yeah. Yeah, 60, yeah. So he just turned 60, no? Okay, let me see what's going on with you guys. Hold on. Oh, this relationship is karmic. So your codification coincides with the year when he's born, showing past lives. So this is somebody you cannot. And so you're a seven, and he has a seven path. Double seven is 14. So consequently, you are together for 14 years, doubling the number seven. But this relationship, sometime you complement each other, but being karmic, you can have disagreements. You can go after 14 years to a rough time, but you're not supposed to separate, because this karma needs to continue, is not resolved. Now, was he married before you?
I was.
Oh, you were. Which of you has children?
I do.
You do, two?
No, four.
Oh, four, okay. So you're the one having kids, okay. I think you should continue this relationship. I don't think you should let him go, because it's karmic and you can't just cut the cord. It's a very intense, the relationship is powerful. Do you agree?
Yes, very much.
You're a great match. You have an amazing chemistry. You were together in many lives. I think when you first saw him, you knew this is the person for you. Do you agree?
Yes, I did.
No,
this feels the same.
The same. You guys are very connected. This will continue. Don't give up on him. It's just a moment. And it will get way better. You know when we'll get better? From the end of September on, the situation will get way, way better. You will see.
Yeah. We had never even had a fight up until probably like 3 months ago.
It's also something that's going on in the world right now. There's an energy affecting all of us. You know, I work with people, with couples for 20-something years. I've never seen so many separation, divorces, and arguments like in the last 3-4 months, you know? Mm-hmm. I've never seen in my practice anything so bad before. So it's just something that happens to a lot of people who are doing very, very good together. So just don't be worried. I promise you, things will get better between you two, because he was at the end of a life cycle, so he was in the year 9, and he still is for another week. But the moment you're in the year 9, sorry, you still are. So in other words, when you get out of the year 9, which is within a week, happy birthday, then things will go better than ever for you in so many respects, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you will see a major change between the two of you. Have you ever done regression of the mind together? Because you guys have memories of past lives that are very intense.
Yeah, it's very strange. Both mm-hmm. of us say that, you know, we've never experienced anything like this before. We have a very strong bond mm-hmm. and connection. We've been through
right.
a lot.
Yeah. So I tell you, this relationship will go on, will get better, and will get even better than ever during the frame of the next year, starting as of next week. So just do me the greatest pleasure and call me back in a month or two or three and let me know how good things are.
Mm-hmm. Do you see a change in my work right now?
Yes, yes. But don't rush it. Wait another month at least, because you don't, not yet, in 3-4 weeks, up to a month. I need to
all go right.
to a short break. I love you, my dear. And if you want to hold on the line, you can. I just need to take a short break. Okay, thank you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose. To link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and I was Susan. So Susan, if you're still with me, I want you to know that as your birthday, you entered a new chapter in the book of your life. So everything you want will happen. So all your dreams will come true. So major change at work for better for a very long period of time. Everything you do since September of this year to September 2021 will work for you. You have one of your best years ever. So just get ready for that.
Good. Okay. You said we were together in a past life. Do you know your capacity?
You were together a number of times before as a husband and wife. You were together. So this was a very powerful relationship in the past and continues through life and life after life after life, you know.
Okay.
In other words, he was meant to come into your life, and when he came into your life, you felt something you never did. So don't give up on him.
Okay.
Okay, my love. Love you, my Susan. Thank you for calling me. I'm going to go to Pauline in New York. Hi, Pauline.
Carmen, nice talking to you. I think this is my first time in OM radio. I was literally connected with you in WABC. When you were on WABC, I first found you there.
Yeah, I was. For
that
years
was
on WABC.
That's when you had the book, when you first came up with this book, and I never got the book, and I meant to come to your book signing and everything, and I never got the book.
It's not too late. Pauline, I have a new book coming this fall. At the end of the year, I have a new book that you're going to love. So it's not too late to come to a new book signing.
Okay, when you come to New York again, this time I'll try to be here.
Absolutely.
I don't move out of New York, but
I know. I have a home in New York, but I haven't been there with all this pandemic, you know.
I know. I would rather be in Miami if I were you. If I were me, I'd be in Miami.
Yeah.
You look great, by the way.
You know, singing,
I love your singing. And you know what? We have a connection because you're Romanian, and my Romanian pen pal said he knew you when he was young, and he met you when you were a movie, when you were famous musician. He told me
about
you.
I was really known.
Okay. So, and I love you. You had that spirit. You, when you were doing that dance, I said, wow, she was like a 20-year-old with those hips. I said, oh my God. I can imagine you like a belly dancer. When you did belly dancing, I just thought you were like so sexy. I said, wow.
You redefined.
I'm turning 60 this year, so I don't feel like I'm 60. I'm sure you don't either. I don't know what.
No. You know that I want to tell you something, Pauline. There's chronology and kairos. Chronos and kairos. Chronology is the day, the number that you come. That's chronos. But there is kairos, which is your vibration energy. There are people that their vibration energy is way younger than their chronology. So it's all in the energy field. So these two guys, chronos and kairos, they might contradict each other. Have you ever seen people that are really, really young chronologically, but very old energetically, and they act like old people? And that's one of the reasons they die young. But if your kairos, the vibration energy, is very pure and very light, then you really live a very long life, and you act like somebody who's actually way younger than your real age. So the two guys, Kronos and Kairos, and you have...
I never heard that.
Yeah, Kairos is your age energetically. So your energy age is different than your chronological age. So
reverses, right?
Yes,
the
and then...
Age, like a reverse aging.
Exactly, but if you feel so young and so vibrant, it means that Mr. Kronos, which is your number at birth, is just outdated. He's not right, because your energy dominates the time, and you live way longer than other people, and way healthier and way more energized. So it's all in the energy field. Is there anything I can help you tonight with?
I want to ask about this person I was with in the year 2000. I commanded the universe to give me my twin flame, or I'm not going to go forth and do whatever I was supposed to do. And really, this man comes back in my life, somebody that I was like sponsoring somebody, and he took the class. We didn't really hit it off. He just felt he did because I was married and legally married. He didn't like that. But anyways, eventually we got back together again because he sponsored a class and told me about, recommended me, and then we got together. But he split apart with me because some part of him was going through a lot, and he really did not like that I was still married, so we parted. And 20 years later, I mean, I'm a widow. And so we finally got back together. He got out of a relationship, and he was testing the waters, and we finally thought we were going to get back together. But then something happened. I don't know. So can I give you our birthdays? Because I want to see what you,
Yeah, give me your birthday and his birthday.
Okay.
And I just want to tell Sue, I want to tell my other people waiting not to hang up because I'll be with them. So, Sue, Lauren, please hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute. So give me your birthday and his birthday, my love.
12-19 is mine. 12-19-1960.
Yeah, so 1960.
And his is 12-3-1949.
So hold on because I have my pandas.
I can tell you, we have the same life path. We have a lot, everything in his life paralleled mine when it came to, like, situations. It was, like, really strange. But I don't know. I even had an astrology chart done, and it's very, I don't think it's, like, I know.
So, you are,
I know
so again, you are 1960, which month and day?
12-19-1960 is mine.
12-19, okay. That's a 1
and
plus
his, and
a 7, 12, that's an 8, and he is when?
I'm not an 8. It's like, what are you talking about? My 12-19-1960.
So you're 12-19 now. 12-19-1960. Yeah.
Right.
So you have
12?
A 7 life path.
I have 2. A 2 life path.
You're at 2. You're at 2 life path. Yeah, 2. Yeah,
oh,
and when is he born?
Yeah.
And he, when is he born?
He's 12-3-1949.
12-3-1949. Okay, just a second. Also, he's a 2, but you don't have a past life. You are just, but 2 and 2, they get back beautifully. They are match in heaven. It's a very powerful connection. Is this man still married or divorced?
He had been divorced, and I think there's still some stuff he needs to heal.
He has three children?
Yes, boys.
Yeah.
He's working, helping them. Mm-hmm.
He had a very hard time letting go of this woman he married because she caused a lot of problems to him.
Yes, she did. She really caused a lot of
problems. She hurt him very much. But you had past lives, but you had past lives at family members? I think in one life you were just a sister or a sib or something.
He was my brother-in-law, and he loved me.
Yeah,
and I loved him.
But are you in touch with him right now? Because this is very powerful. So are you still in touch with him?
We took a break from each other, and then COVID happened. I haven't heard from him. I've been trying to reach him.
Well, you will hear from him in October. That's my sense of you will hear from him in October, and he's still at the end of a life cycle, which is hard for him, but things in his life will move way better from December on. And I think that's when the relationship between you two is going to get better.
Thank you. That's what I felt when I wanted to double check with you.
Exactly.
Felt
that that's when this is going to work phenomenally well. So I should say
Thank you.
A little bit of time, call me back on the radio. We'll talk much more about him.
Yeah, I'll ask you in the future about Romania. One of these days I got to ask you about that.
Okay.
Okay, honey. Love you. I really love you. I can't wait for your book.
Okay, beautiful, Pauline. I love you. I'm going to go to Sue in Connecticut. Hi, my dear Sue. How are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
It's so good to talk to you. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. So, Sue, what can I do for you tonight, my love?
Oh, okay, I'm going to get right to the point. So,
I've been
in a marriage for 30 years. I've talked to you before. I believe it was a compromising relationship.
Right, yes.
Now for the last almost 5 years, I feel like I've been in a karmic relationship. And, you know, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not good. And I just don't know if I should stay in this relationship.
Okay, can you tell me his birthday and your birthday? Because I want to do by comparing the the compatibility and see the type of a relationship. This is a new man, no?
Well, the last 5 years, yeah.
Oh, the last, so he's the same person?
Yes, the last 5 years.
So in other words, you move from a compromise into a karmic one. Give me his birthday. When is he born?
His birthday is 1/26/53.
1/26/1953. Uh-huh. And yours?
Is 3/4/52.
1962. Let's see what kind of a connection.
52.
Oh, you 52. Okay.
Right. 1/26/53 and
3/4/52. 52. Okay. Hold on 1 second. I want to see. Okay. It's a relationship that is, it's not karmic. I will not say this is a karmic one. And sometimes this can be pretty difficult, because you feel like you're talking to the wall and he's not, receptive. He's not responding. He's not acting the way you expect him to. Should we stay? If you continue to stay, you will experience the same pain, struggling, you will feel blocked, you will feel stuck. But on the other hand, and you have longevity, you have a very long life ahead of you. It depends where you, if you say, well, I'm 68, do I want to let go of this man and find somebody else? You certainly will. And the man you're going to bring into your life is going to be somebody who is... who lives in America for many years, but he's not born here, and he is European. So someone else will come into your life, and he's 1 or 2 years younger than you, and he was married before, has a big family, very lovely man, he loves to cook. It's almost like I feel like he's some kind of an Italian guy.
You told me this before. You have actually told me this almost same thing before.
I want to tell you something. I speak with so many people morning and night that I cannot remember anything whatsoever. If I repeat myself, then it means that's it. If I repeat myself, I am absolutely right in what I see, and absolutely what I see will definitely happen.
Okay. Because I was waiting for that to happen, and it hasn't happened, and I've been with this other guy for 5 years.
Because you got stuck. It will not happen if you don't break through the stagnation. If you don't break this wall of sadness and blockages and not feeling like you're moving anywhere, you just have to see yourself past this moment so that you can bring the other person in.
Okay, all right.
But my question is, try to make peace into how you're going to handle it, because this is not an easy situation. You have to know how to deal with this,
Yes, definitely. And just one more thing. Am I going to have another grandchild?
You are absolutely going to have another one.
I lost one. So.
That's fine. You will have another one. And you'll have another one very, very soon.
Okay. I have one now, and he was born on the exact same date that she was.
And it's incredible. But there's another one coming. So get excited, because that baby coming will bring you the biggest joy ever. So this, talking about karma, there's some karma there, my love. Okay.
Will it be a girl?
Yes. You'll be very happy. I love you, my dear. I'm going to go 1 minute to Lauren in California. Hi, Lauren. Can you hear me?
Carmen?
Hi, beautiful.
Hi. Give me a second. Let me just roll up the window here really quick.
Tell me, my beautiful, how can I help you, Lauren?
Okay, so I'm calling because I'm wondering what to do about my relationship with my husband. So we talked a long time ago, like, before my husband, we've been together for almost 17 years, and this is when we were together for, hold on. Mm-hmm. So when we were early, like first together, I'm sorry, hold on, I'm interrupted. Can you come later and do this? I'm on the phone right now.
It shouldn't be bothering
you. Okay.
feel like the relationship is really, really difficult. The communication is difficult. Do you agree with me?
Yes, I'm sorry. He came up to interrupt. Yes, at this point right now, it's a very unhappy, unsatisfied.
Right, I feel that. I feel there's a lot of tension, a lot of unsatisfaction, a lot of frustration. You're missing the connection, you're missing the human touch, you're missing everything here. But on the other hand, I feel like you haven't finished this. So in other words, if you want to walk away from this, you have to know how to do it and what would be the real time of doing it. So that would be my advice. I promise you, if you call me next week, I'll give you plenty of time. I'll take you first to finish this conversation. Will you call me next week?
I will, yeah.
And I will give you a lot of time. Call me at 7 and you will be the first one I'll talk enough for you to get all your answers.
Okay. All right. I'll call back next week. Thank you.
Okay, my lovely Lauren. I love you, sweetie. Thank you, everybody, for listening to my show. I'm Carmen Jara, and I hope to be with you next week on Home Time Radio, same place, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Meanwhile, stay safe and celebrate every single second of your life. Life is beautiful. And be happy and be okay. I love you. Thank you for listening.